Okay, we're on Pei Yomad Aleph, the middle. So the Mishnah says that if he put out expenses and he didn't get any return, so then he takes a Shavua and he gets his expenses back. That's only if the expenses produced some kind of profit that it's at least equal to the expenses. What's the difference? Omer Abaye, Shimhaya Shevach Yesra Hatzah, Notless Hatzah below Shavua. But if it's clear that there's more profit that came from the expenses than the expenses were, then he can get his expenses without taking a Shavua. Because she benefited, her property got worth more than he spent. But if it's he's getting his expenses at her expense, because she didn't get any profit from those expenses, then he has to take a shvua. Omrei Rava in Kain, Osi Lerumet. If that's the case, then he'll ask for less. So it'll always come out that his expenses, that her shevach was more than his expenses. If he knows his expenses were $100, and she benefited $90, so instead of claiming $100, he'll claim, $90 or $89 in order that he can get it without a shvua. El Amar Rava, Shem Haisa Hotsa Yisera LaShvach, the opposite case. If the expenses were more than the profit that came from them. Ein Lo El Hotsa, Shir Shevach. Then he doesn't get all of his expenses. He only gets the amount that the expenses made the land better. In other words, he put in $100 into fertilizer and seeds or whatever, and only $50 worth of crops grew. So he can only get $50. He doesn't get the full $100. And he has to do it with a shvua. He has to take a shvua of how much he spent. So he spent $100. She benefited out of that $50. He only gets $50. Let's see Rashi. Shevach keneged yitzia, hu damrin yishav v'yitol. Right, that it's only if the expenses equaled at least the shevach, then he gets with a shvua. L'mayhel chesuka amar v'hu shahaya shevach keneged yitzia, that the profits equaled at least equaled the expenses. L'kulei lo di'ika shevach tvei lo boi shvua. Is it coming to tell me a kula that if there's more profit than the expenses, he's not looking for to get from her more than she benefited, then he doesn't have to take a shvua? O lachmuri aleo, or the opposite. Mimach branim. The lemeimar di'i yitzia seira lo shokel el kashir shevach, v'afilu b'shvua lo amrin yishova kama holtzi v'yito. Or to be machmer and saying, only if the benefit was equal or more to the expenses, does he get his full expenses? But if the benefit was less than the expenses, then he doesn't get, even with a shvua, more than the benefit. The Gemara says in the end the opposite. That's the halacha. Asi li rume. If you say the first way, the guy can make a whole trick and never ask for more than the profit, and he'll get it without a shvua. The Omar Botzer Mishivcha Pursa, he'll say $1 less than the profit, and he'll get it without a shvua. The Lishko Belo Shvua, the Afagav Zelo Afikuleha, even though he didn't spend that much. So, what's it called? We can't allow such a thing. El Omar Rava Had Rab Yossi Lachmuri Aleyos. Comes the opposite, to tell me more chomor, that if the profit didn't exceed the expenses, he doesn't get the full expenses, all he gets is the amount of the profit. And he has to do that with a shvua. Shim yitzia yisera al shevach shish bicha lo amrin yitl kol masha hotzi ela min ha yitzia yachziru lo shir ha shevach uvishvua shiashbiu shikach hotzi. He still has to take a shvua, that's how much he spent. Okay, let's go on. Iboy elohu baal shahorid arisin tachtov mahu. Right, the baal put sharecroppers into the field in his place. So what's halach? Rashi shahori darisin benichse ishto likul mechza oshlish. Right, he has the right to eat the peiros of the wife's field. So instead of developing himself and taking the profits, the payrus, right, he puts sharecroppers there who get a third, a fourth of the crops. Okay. Va'amad v'girusha misho'achal kima. And he divorced her after they had a little bit of the profit. Right? So now the halacha is that he, whatever he ate, and whatever he spent, he spent. Mahu, she'itlu harisin k'vishvacha. The harisin now get what they put into the field or not. Right? Shaila's like this. Zemara says, what's a shaila? Mahu, adaited the baal nochis, istalik le baal, istalik lehu. Right? Lamaisa, they're standing in place of the baal. And since the Baal, once he divorces her, and he took something out of it, he gets nothing more, whether he ate a lot or a little bit, so same thing with them. Right? O Dilma, adaiti da aranochis, va'ara ki kaimel, arishi kaimel. Or maybe no. What's it called? You look at the land, and the land, what's it called, is omed for arisim, and therefore they get their entire, what's it called? Basically, they're working for her. So they have to get their entire profit. They're not working in place of the Baal, they're working for the land. The land now belongs to her, and she now owes them. Rashi. Adaiti the Baal Nochis, hu ichnisom velohi. He hired these sharecroppers, not her. The chiestalik le Baal, istalki inu, veloshak li midi. They don't get anything. Just like the husband, once he divorces her, if he ate some of the profits, he doesn't get anything more. Right? Same thing, ki dine, the masha hotzi hotzi, masha achalacha, whatever he ate, he ate. Whatever he spent, and that's finished. So they're now they basically are in the place of the husband. So they lose out too. Odilma no. Larise kaime im loho ridim habal. So that's the shiloh. Right? Are they working for the land? So they get their share even if she's divorced? Right? Or no, they're working for the husband, and therefore they can't be any better than him. And just like he's out of the picture, they're out of the picture. Maskitla Rava, Bar Rav Chana. Right? Well, Chora, what? Maishno mehayorid letos sodachadeir of a notish lobershus. Shomin lovi yodo alatona. Right? Chora, why don't we give him the case of a case where somebody who came to somebody else's field, planted it without his permission, right, so the halacha is we figure out if there's more profit than expense, he gets his expenses. If there's more expense than profit, he gets the profit that he caused. Right, yodo atachsona. So over here, let's say the same thing. They get at least what they spent. Right, they're no worse than somebody who came into the land without permission. Moshe says no. Hashem leke inish de torah. Hach ikabal de torah. Over there, nobody is involved in the field, so this guy did them a favor. But over here, if the sharecroppers don't get involved, the husband will get involved and want to get payrolls. So we don't need these people. My havi Allah, so what's the final psak in this kind of case where they're sharecroppers? Do they get because they're working for the land, for the woman, right, even though she didn't hire them? Or no, they're working for the husband, and when the husband's not in the picture, they're not in the picture. Omer Avhuna Bered of Yeshua Chazinan. I bal orisu istalik le bal istalke lehu. If the Baal is somebody that's capable of working the field, and he put them in his place, so then you can't say she's working for the woman, because if they weren't involved, the husband would do it. So she's not interested in having other sharecroppers. Let her husband work with the field. He's capable of doing it. Then they're working in place of the husband. The husband's out of the picture, they're out of the picture. If the husband's not capable of working the land, right, so he had to hire somebody else, and it's her benefit to have somebody else there, because nobody's going to work the land if he doesn't hire sharecroppers. Then then that's what you normally do with land, you hire sharecroppers, so it's as if they're working for her, and therefore they get their share from her. Rashi. If the husband wouldn't have hired these sharecroppers, she would have hired them. They're not going to leave the land fallow. They're going to work the land. He's not capable of doing it. So if he wouldn't do it, she would get somebody to do it. So there would be payers. So therefore, what's it called? They're working basically for her. Shomin lo v'yoda atachtona, litl ha'yitziya kashir sheva, kadom rabob mitziya ba'shoel, v'ocham raboy l'shluke b'laklum. They shouldn't be any worse than people who work in somebody else's field without their permission. They still get something. Either they get their what's it called, the least lesser of the expenses they put into the field, or the shevach. Right, whichever one's less, that's what they get. Lekaman de Torah. He saw nobody's working on this field, so he went and worked the field. So what's he making the people lose? Nothing. He should give him, right, as much as his expenses that equals what they benefited. Right? Because he did them a favor. But over here, here the husband could work the field. You don't need Arisim. There is somebody interested in working the field. The Omra Lahu, Ilav Nachisu Asun, Iu Ovid, Velo Havi Shokil, Hashtamidi. Right? If it wouldn't be, well, for you, I wouldn't pay anything. So I don't need you. The husband could have worked the field. So Mar says, Ibal Ze Orisu, Viodea Betiv Arisus, he knows how to work fields. Shimlo Yerdu Elu HaYahu Atzmo Ovda. If he didn't hire sharecroppers, he would have worked the field. Then basically they're working for him. Right, Istalik Lahu, the Amra Lahu, come off Sidnili. You made me lose. Because I didn't hire you. I'm not interested in paying your chalet. My husband hired you. He's out of the picture. The Ilo Nachsisu had the Iu Nachis for Ovid. If he didn't hire you, he would have worked the field. Velohavi Shokal Hashemidia, and he gets nothing. So you're working for him, and he gets nothing, so you get nothing too. One. Iboy Lahu. Baal Shemocher Karka Leperos, Mahu. Mi Amrina my Dekoni Akni, Al Dilma Kitakino Le Rabon and Peros Lebaal, Mishum Revach Besa, Aval Nizvu Melo. The shayla is like this. The husband went and he sold the land. He doesn't own the land, but he sold the land for the Peros. In other words, instead of me getting the Peros, I'll let somebody else get the payers. I have a schus in this field that the payers belong to me. So he didn't sell the payers because they weren't here yet. He sold that schus in the land for the payers. In other words, you own in this land now a schus that when there'll be payers, you'll get it. Right? So the shayla is like this. When the Rabbanim Masak and the husband gets payers, they get that he keeps the payers, so it stays in the house, stays in the family. Right, the husband's getting benefit, and it's shevach of her. It's her land, and her land is producing fruit that's going to the home. The husband's getting it, right? Or no, it's his payrus. He could sell it, and therefore, even though it's not staying in the home, it's going now to somebody else. That doesn't make a difference. He has a schus on the payrus. The rabbanon gave him the schus on the payrus across the board. Or no, they gave him the schus on the payrus to keep it in the home, not to sell it out to give it to somebody else. Rashi, Shemocher Karka LePeros, Mocher LaChirim Karka Malug, Shiyas Elokeiav V'Yochol Peros. You work the field and you get the Peros in my place. So one way of saying is, I sold you what I own. I own a schus in this land to get Peros. I sold you that, so it's a good sale. Or no, the Rabbanim were Misakin that the husband gets the Peros if he keeps them, but not if he gives them somebody else, because this way it stays within the house. Rashi. Mishum revach desa, sheyachnis haperus ladesa, v'yemozun abayis motzi v'yetiv lor, she'll benefit from it too. There'll be a lot of tvu in the house, the fruit in the house, but not to sell it. Mer says, Yehuda bar mar mareimar, mishmei de Rava omar, masha osa osui, right? Mar bar mareimar said in the name of Rava that it's a good sale. That the Rabbanim were not misakin it only that they should keep it in the house. They gave him that schus, he could sell the schus too. Rapapa Amar Mishmei the Rava, lo asav lo klum. And Rava said just the opposite. He can't sell it. Right? Amar Rapapa Hodi Yehuda bar Mareimar Labatheir Shitmar. That which, what's it called, Yehuda bar Mareimar said in the name of Rava, he didn't say it Batheirish like that. They assumed that that's what he meant in the name of Rava. But that's not what he said altogether. Therefore, a papa said, what I said in the name of Rava stands. Ela michlala itmar. They deduced it from something he said. Dahi itza da ailele the gavra tarti amasa. A woman brought in her nichse malog, her servants, She brought in two servants to her husband. They remained hers. He gets to the benefit from them. This guy went and married another woman together with her. Okay. And he gave one of the servants to the other wife. Right? I get the benefit of the servant's work, so I'm giving it over to my other wife. Right? So you see that what's it called? Asa le kameh derava. So Yehuda bar Mareimar said they came before Rava. Sofcha velo ashkechba. The first wife complained. What are you giving my servant to my tzara, to the other wife? And nobody listened to her. The husband can do it. Man dechaza sover mishum de sover masha asa asin. The one who saw this maisa, meaning Yehuda mar bar Mareimar, said, you know why Rava didn't make a big deal about this? Why he didn't say that they had to give that to the servant? Because the husband has the rights on the work of this servant. And he could sell it to somebody else. He could give it to his other wife. So Mela, in the same case with the field, he could sell the rights to the payers to somebody else. Same thing. The Lohi, it's not the same. Mishum Revach Besa, the Ha-Karavach, over here, the maid staying in the house. They're all living together. So if the maid is serving the other wife, the first wife also benefits. So therefore, it's good. But if I sell payers to a third party, it doesn't come into the house at all. So then the house doesn't benefit at all. That the rabbanim that weren't misaki. The hilchasa and the halacha is bal shemocher karka lepeiros lo asav lo klum. Like Rav Papa said in the name of Rava, my taima, baya omar chashin and shema tachsif. We're afraid that since he sold the rights to somebody else, he got his money. So maybe the other person won't work the field. He'll neglect the whole field. Rava Amr Mishum Revach Besa. Rava says the reason we said before, that the whole reason they made the takana is that the fruit should stay in the house, not that the husband should bring it and sell it to somebody else. Might be now, what's the difference between these two reasons? Ikabiniayu Ara the Mekar of the Masa. Right? If the land is close to the city, so you'll see if it needs to be worked or not, and it's not going to go into disuse, right? Inami bal orisu, or the husband is an oris, he can work the field himself. Inami zuze de ka'avid bo iska, right? It's money that he wants to put into a business, right, where there's no chance that the money's going to be going to disuse. See Rashi. Yehuda Mar Bered Mareimar didn't hear Rava say that but the husband can sell it. Right? He assumed from this case that was the idea, but the truth is you can't learn from that case. The maids remained the property of the woman and not the property of the husband, and he gets to use those maids. That's the payros. So he sent one of the maids to work for the other wife. So the first wife protested, and Rava didn't pay any attention to her. So they thought because he's allowed to give it over to somebody else, but over here, no. When he gave it over to the second wife, the first wife still benefits. You only get the payros if it benefits the home. She's working in the same house, so she's working under the other wife. But the benefit is to everybody. The first wife benefits too. The house is more clean. Right, we're afraid that if he gives it over to somebody else, he won't be concerned to work it very good. He'll take his profit and finish, but he won't work the field well, and the field will go into disuse. The husband's always hoping, right? Maybe his wife will die, and he'll get the whole karka, so he makes sure that he takes care of it. But the lokeach, what does he care? He's only getting payers. He's not going to take care of the field. If it's close to the city, he'll be able to see the field and see to it that he takes care of it. If he sold it to somebody and it's far away from the city, so the husband never sees it, then we're afraid that the lokeach will let it go into disuse. Inami bal orisu, kolomer shenosin lokeach peiros mezumanim. Right, the husband is the sharecropper. He's working the field for the sake of the lokeach. In other words, he sold the peiros to the lokeach, and he's the one who's working in the field now for the lokeach. So now we're not afraid he's going to let this field go into disuse. Inami zuze the ko'avid bumiska. Case like this, he took the money that he sold the payers for, and he's using it now to put into a business, so the wife will benefit from the pay. She's not getting the payers in the house, but she's getting the benefit from the money in the house. So that's also revach beisa. That'd be another nafkamina. If the reason is because we're afraid the field's going to go into use, this wouldn't make a difference. If the reason is because we want the house to benefit, the home to benefit, the home's benefiting over here from selling the payers, because even though the payers won't come into the home, but the money is being used now to generate profits into the home, that's also good.